is a burning thing.
Hi, this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. It is Thursday, and it is great to be with you once again. Today we're going to be talking about the sheep and the kids, or as commonly known as the sheep and the goats, and the passage here about eternal punishment. I remember in my church days, they used to always talk about eternal punishment from Matthew 25. And the funny thing is, they'd always warn you about eternal punishment in Matthew 25. However, they would never tell you what the conditions are of getting eternal life in Matthew 25. In other words, you go to a common church service, they always warn you about eternal punishment. And they tell you, unless you accept Christ, you're going to endure eternal punishment. However, in Matthew 25, to get eternal life, you don't have to accept Christ. In Matthew 25, the conditions for eternal life are taking care of the Lord's brethren. This verse has been so misapplied and misused. How many people have used Matthew 25:1 to show that people are going to be punished for eternity? And then also they use Matthew 25 saying that we have to go out and feed and clothe and all the rest of this stuff. And nothing wrong with doing acts of charity, obviously, for people who are poor. But this Matthew 25 is not an evangelistic tool for the present. It has nothing to do with that. This has been so wrenched from its context, you can barely recognize the truth when it's laid before you. That's why this morning I want you to pay attention as we look at Matthew 25 in its context. And the context is going to be just the opposite, probably, of what you were taught. So Matthew 25:31, I want you to notice it is a unique time in Matthew 25:31. Now, whenever the Son of Mankind may be coming in his glory, and all the holy messengers with him, then shall he be seated on the throne of his glory, and in front of him shall be gathered all the nations. Now notice the time frame. This time frame takes place after the judgments preceding the millennial kingdom and the unveiling. So a lot of stuff has been going on from Revelation 4 through 19. A lot of judgments have taken place. A lot of nations have been destroyed at this time. The military forces have been destroyed. So what happens here is a new political order is being established. Israel is now going to be the head of the nations, no longer the tail. You can see Deuteronomy 28, especially verse 13, for those details. And the brethren in this passage are Israel. The Lord's brethren are Israel. Their judgments and rewards are taken care of in the preceding parables of Matthew 25. Now, who are the brethren? If you look at verse 33, and it says that, and he, speaking of Christ, shall be severing them, that is the sheep and the kid nations, from one another, even as a shepherd is severing the sheep from the kids. Now, he'll probably be doing this through the nation's representatives. I don't think every person, every nation is going to be standing there, probably through representatives. You can see hints of that in Old Testament scriptures. So he'll be severing them. And he shall be standing, the sheep, indeed, at his right, yet the kids at the left. And he says, verse 34, then shall the king be declaring to those at his right hand, hither, blessed of my Father, enjoy the allotment of the kingdom made ready for you from the disruption of the world. Now, this is not the calling of the body of Christ, according to Ephesians 1:4 and 1 Corinthians 2:6-7. Our calling was prepared for us from before the eons and before the disruption of the world, according to Ephesians 1:4. So our calling is before this, and it has a priority. So this is different than the calling of the body of Christ. This is from the disruption of the world. Now notice what it says here. For I hunger, and you give me to eat. I thirst, and you give me drink. A stranger was I, and you took me in. And naked, and you clothed me. Infirm am I, and you visit me. And in jail was I, and you come to me. Then the just, verse 37, will be answering him, saying, Lord, when did we perceive thee hungering and nourish thee, or thirsting and give thee drink? Now, when did we... So basically, they don't know they did this. Now, when did we perceive thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked, and we clothed thee? And he answering, the king shall be declaring to them, verily I am saying to you, inasmuch as you do it to one of these, the least of my brethren, you do it to me. So those nations that enter into this kingdom in aeonian life and enjoyment of it, it's because they treated the Lord's brethren well. Notice that. The brethren are Israel.
Now, in this passage, we're also going to see coming up here the adversary and his messengers. Now, this is not referring to the Satan and the false prophet in the wild beast and so forth. These have to do with the leaders of the anti-Semitic outbreak of the end time here. These are the leaders of it. And it says, and they were led by the wild beast and the false prophet and Satan. They were led by these powerful spirits, as we're going to read about in the unveiling. And so when it says here, verse 41, then shall he be declaring to those at his left, go from me, you cursed, into fire aeoning, made ready to for the adversary and his messengers. For I hunger and you do not give me to eat. I thirst and you do not give me to drink, and so forth. So these people are judged because they didn't treat the Lord brethren right. Again, it's referring to nations. And the fire aeoning made ready for the adversary and his messengers is a judgment. It's not a literal fire here. It is figurative because we're going to see that it has to do with chastening. It's very similar to the furnace of fire in Matthew 13 that the Jews are going to enter into during the millennium. It's a place they're cast outside the kingdom. They're living on earth in a furnace of fire. Remember in the Old Testament, in the Exodus, when Israel was suffering in Egypt, it was likened to being in a furnace of fire. So there are figurative usages of this word, and here it is figurative. It is not a literal fire they are going into. The context always determines that. Now notice what it says about these nations. They go into this fire aeonian made ready for these leaders of the anti-Semitic outbreak. And in verse 45, he concludes by saying, then shall he be answering them, saying, verily I am saying to you, inasmuch as you do it not to one of these, the least, speaking of his brethren, neither do you it to me. And these shall be coming away into chastening aeonian, yet the just into life aeonian. Now let me just back up again. First of all, the great white throne judgment is until 1,000 years later. And at the great white throne, it's the dead who stand before the throne, and the earth flees away. That's the judgment of those who are dead. Hear that beep? That's called the coffee. It's ready. So the judgment in the great white throne is different in time. It's 1,000 years later, and the dead appear there. This judgment in Matthew 25 is living nations who are gathered. This is not the dead. So this is important. It has to do with their treatment of Israel. And so what happens is that one group, the kids who mistreat Israel, are coming away into chastening aeonian. Thus, they're alive. They're being chastised. This word chastening is interesting. It's used in Acts chapter 4, verse 21. It's not eternal punishment. It has to do with chastening living people. And chastening always has the view of correction in it. In Acts chapter 4, verse 21, we read these regarding the disciples. Yet those who are menacing them release them, finding nothing how they should be chastening them, because of the people, for all glorified God for that which had occurred. So the people who were arresting the apostles in Acts chapter 4 couldn't find any way to chasten them so they can correct them. That is how the word is used. You know what? Also, it's used in history for correction. And I have a quote here from Plato, and he says this, if, O Socrates, you will consider what is the design of punishing, that's the word in Greek here that we have for chastening in the Concordant version, punishing the wicked, this of itself will show you that men think virtue something that may be acquired. For no one punishes, there's the word, the wicked, looking to the past only, simply for the wrong he has done, that is, no one does this thing who does not act like a wild beast, desiring only revenge without thought. In other words, if the idea is just to punish somebody just for their past doing for the sake of revenge, it's kind of like a wild beast. He's not acting right. Hence, he says, he continues, Plato, he who seeks to punish, same word here for chastening in Matthew 25, with reason, does not punish for the sake of the past wrong deed, but for the sake of the future, that neither the man himself who is punished may do wrong again, nor any other who has seen him chastised.
See that? The point of the punishment, according to Plato, the use of this word in Greek was for chastisement, for their future good, for their benefit. And he concludes, and he who entertains this thought must believe that virtue may be taught, and he punishes for the purpose of deterring from wickedness. That is how Plato used that word. It's to deter from wickedness in the future. Now, in Isaiah, this is what Yahweh says, Isaiah chapter 26, and it is in verse 9. Read this. With my soul, the writer says, I yearn for you in the night, speaking of Yahweh. Indeed, with my spirit within me, I seek you early. For as a light will your judgments be to the earth, the dwellers of the inhabitants will learn righteousness. Notice that. When God's judgments are as a light to the earth, the dwellers of the inhabitants will learn righteousness. During the millennium, these nations will be chastened. And what is the purpose? So that they can learn righteousness. So those kid nations will be coming way into chastening Aeonian for the same reason that Plato wrote for chastening, to learn righteousness, and the same reason that Isaiah wrote. That's the usage of this word chastening. It's not everlasting punishment. Horrible translation. And then it says, yet the just into life in Aeonian. In other words, the just nations will enter into all the blessings of this kingdom, while these other nations will be going through chastisement, some kind of sanctions during the millennial kingdom. Remember, that kingdom is literal. It is a literal kingdom. And that's why these nations, these kid nations, will be going through some form of chastisement for their previous treatment of Israel. Now, obviously, not everyone's going to be satisfied with this explanation. That I can't help. But this is what I believe to be the truth regarding Matthew 25. And just to prove it, it has been so misused by Christendom. They always warn you of eternal punishment, but they never tell you that in order to flee from eternal punishment, you have to take care of the Lord's brethren. They tell you, well, you have to trust Christ or something like that. But Matthew 25 has nothing to do with missionary effort today, and it has nothing to do with the teaching of Orthodox hell. We can just scratch that right off. Well, that's Matthew 25. Now, tomorrow we're going to get into this thing in Genesis 3. I told you I'd get to this. We're going to talk about the usage of the phrase, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. And we're going to, you know, people have used that to prove that Adam died spiritually, but we're going to show you how that's not the case, so that will be tomorrow. This is Dan Sheridan. Great to be with you once again. And remember this, the closer you draw near to God through the correctly cut and correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.